Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Sarah Fenske. More than a decade ago, new streaming services like Spotify and Pandora upended the music business. Why buy a compact disc if you could easily play the same music on your iPod or your phone? That sea change led to even more changes. Some artists said goodbye to record labels. They instead uploaded their own work to places like Spotify, and distribution companies like TuneCore sprung up to help them do so. Now some newer services are disrupting those distribution disruptors. DistroKid is one digital distribution platform that helps independent artists upload their work. Unlike TuneCore, DistroKid lets artists keep 100% of their royalties in exchange for a flat fee. Upstart local company GF Music Group hopes to do the same work and do it even better. Joining us today to talk about these big changes in the music industry is Anthony Anderson. He's the St. Louis-based founder of GF Music Group and himself a former artist. Anthony Anderson, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you guys for having me.
Anthony, we know that services like Spotify and Pandora are taking over the music industry. But for musicians, it's not as simple as just uploading your work. Like, say, I upload a photo to Facebook.
Right.
And that's where you come in. What do digital distribution companies like yours do?
So pretty much we distribute the content to all the digital platforms such as Apple Music and Spotify, Amazon Music. We pretty much also manage the content on our servers so that our users or our clients are able to go in and let's just say they want to take down a track, or if they have a track and they want to remix it and upload it, use different artwork, transfer it out, then they're able to do that as well.
And so they'll hire you, but then they end up on all these different streaming services because of the work you do.
Correct.
And they're doing that in exchange for an annual fee.
Yes.
So you're not taking any cut of the streaming that they're doing?
No. The clients receive 100% of their royalties.
Okay. Our producer, Alexis Moore, talked to the artist Lil Quarty about his reasons for going independent and then for leaving the digital distribution service TuneCore behind. Let's give that a listen.
Hi, my name is Lil Quarty, and I am a rapper-songwriter that lives in Arizona.
Please put your money where your mouth is, 'cause I always put my money in the couches. Only put 100 on the ounces, baby, don't stop, keep bouncing.
Yeah, my label is the internet. I distribute through DistroKid. We grew up in a time where there were just a lot of independent people doing it. And if you really care enough, you scroll to the bottom of the song and you see that it's TuneCore or whatever, and it's really easy to piece together that a lot of the stuff that seems like it's all industry and difficult to get into in 2019 really isn't. And then once I found out about TuneCore, I think I put songs on there first and then realized that I was paying like, I forget what it was, but it was too much. I had one song on TuneCore and I was paying more than I would pay for my album on DistroKid. So like from there, I just like needed to find out if I had to use TuneCore, like really what was out there, and then I just kind of like did the due diligence, and it wasn't like a right answer. DistroKid just kind of fit the best for me, if that makes sense.
So you use DistroKid. I believe they let you keep 100% of the royalties, correct?
Yes, that is true. I think that was like the big selling point for me, and also they don't charge you per song. They charge you like for the year.
Only put 100 on it.
That was Juganomics by independent artist Lil Quarty, who switched from TuneCore to the digital streaming service DistroKid. Now, Anthony, your GF Music Group also charges an annual fee rather than taking a percentage of streams. And in that way, you're also taking on TuneCore. But you're a lot more expensive than DistroKid is. You're basically charging $100 a year instead of $20 a year. What makes you and this St. Louis-based company worth the additional expense?
So right now, we're in the beginning stages of launching this digital distribution platform. So we're pretty much targeting local artists in the St. Louis area. So since we're a St. Louis-based company, it allows me to personally interact with each client that I come across.
So one of those clients is the artist KV the Writer, and savvy listeners may remember her from being on our show earlier this year.
Forgot you let my seat back. you let my seat back. You let my seat back, and then you left my seat back. Forgot you let my seat back. You let my seat back. You let my seat back, and then you left my seat back. What my new gon' say? That man gon' go crazy.
That's her song Seat Back from her last project, Love Sucks. KV, I understand you're joining us by phone today from Atlanta. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So why did you make the switch to GF Music?
So when I was in the process of, creating my second project, The Ratchet Tape, Tony reached out to me on IG and he asked me about the streaming platform that I use. And I told him I was using DistroKid. And then he asked me questions like, why did you use them? And I told them, they don't charge per project or per song. You just pay one fee. You get to keep 100% of your royalties. And so then he was like, hey, I'm launching this this distribution company as well. We don't charge per project. You keep 100% of your royalties. I believe they're working on, they have a partnership where they help artists get performances as well. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it out. I'm going to see what you're about. And I really liked it because, like, Tony has that one-on-one with his clients. So there's a lot of things about distributing that I didn't know, and outside of just putting your music on different platforms that he helped me out with.
I know distribution services aren't just about uploading. They also make sure that any artists you sample get their share of the profits. On KV's track, Girls Gone Wild 2, you've sampled the Ying Yang Twins song Salt Shaker. Let's give a listen to that.
Them same loop, stay dead. Pull up with the gang in the shed. Face mask all black, wear the check. Don't end up on cash trying to flex. Them same loop, keep text.
And that was KV the Writer's song Girls Gone Wild 2, which samples the Ying Yang Twins song Salt Shaker. How did you figure out the licensing of that track?
On BMI, you register your tracks and you register all of, the people, the writers, producers, and things like that. And there are different websites available. There's like SoundScan and all of this stuff I had no clue about as well until Tony told me about it. So he kind of helped me with, learning how to register my music and what did I need to do to make sure my music was properly copywritten and things like that as well.
Tony, tell us about how that works when you're working with an artist and they want to sample something.
So we also have a partnership with a company called Easy Song Licensing, and pretty much it allows the clients to get a custom license, or if they want to do a cover song, they could get a license to re-record their material.
So they can get that license just through hiring you. They gain access to that.
Yes, and it's all for a low cost. Like, I believe the price is around $14. And in addition to that, you have to pay royalties. So let's just say you want to license a Beyonce song, Easy Song Licensing, and will charge you $14 in addition to the expected royalty. So let's just say you plan on selling 1,000 copies of this record. So it will be whatever they want to charge you times 1,000 plus the $14.
Okay. KV the Writer, we've just got time for one more question. I understand that streaming is actually not a huge profit center for artists. How is it that indie artists are making their money these days?
Touring, merchandise, performances. So, you make maybe like, I think it's 0.0001 cents per stream. So you're not going to make a lot of money from streaming, and you have to look at different avenues. So I make majority of my money from my performances when I throw my own shows, also from selling my merchandise, selling shirts. I also write, so I sell books at my shows and things like that, magazines.
Okay. KV the Writer, thank you for that. We're actually out of time, but thank you for joining us today. And Anthony Anderson, thank you so much for being here.
No problem.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.